It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, one man with a hat and a dream, and the other, well, we don't know what he does. It's Patch and Switch.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What, it's been about a month or so since we've been here?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know that your mic's working, eh?
What? Hello? What?
I don't know.
See it.
Oh, can you? Oh, there you are.
I see.
It's because you're talking into the top of
you
it.
You have to press the buttons.
I did press the buttons.
Work. There, have a tech
this up. That's much better.
Much better?
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Come on, band. There we go. Thank you. See you in about an hour. We're good.
Look, they're contracted to pay.
Yeah.
They're contracted to play for a certain
We're
amount of time.
We're contracted to pay. They play.
Yes. Exactly it. It's been a while.
It's been a month, but we did have one of those recorded shows that we did last week. And honestly, we were listening just like everybody else was when it went live and we're chatting with everybody else too, talking about beer and about IT and other things like that.
Mostly beer.
Yep.
That was a great show.
It was fun. It was very fun. And now we're back inside the secret server room. Someone asked me last night as I was tweeting about this, it would be awfully noisy in here. And I reminded them that we actually did remove all the racks from the facility.
Well, it's because you're actually not able to physically be within 10 meters of an actual server room.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. Would not recommend that at all.
It looks like we've got a lot of people joining us. Let's see. So we've got in the chat room, KD5ZGL. That's going to be tough to say through the show. yes, exactly. Kyle Beckman, Fair Brit has joined us. Ledwig has joined us. Phil Erb, Sean Lowe, Vizio MVP, Enzposito, Dever,
Manamana.
Jay Shock, and Wireless Life. So greetings, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I didn't know that anybody would be here because, well, I didn't start promoting the show until about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. It happens. I did schedule stuff. I am taking a page from the book of Mr. Bartolo, Wireless Life, about scheduling tweets more frequently. That helps, and to be able to get things out and to be able to say hello. I actually got a response from Ned Pyle. He is now on the Twitters as of about a week or so ago.
Oh, really?
And I was complaining about how I couldn't find Switch because they were in the gym still. And he's like, I don't know if I could trust someone that is actually an IT guy going to the gym because that's wasted time that should be done and used for arguing on message boards.
That's a brilliant tweet. Did you favorite that one?
he's good. Like he not only has some of the best damn t-shirts I've ever seen, he also has an awesome sense of humor.
It looks like Sean Lowe has made friends at Best Buy this morning. They seemed very excited when he purchased $15,000 worth of devices. It was kind of fun.
Does he have a frequent purchaser plan at Best Buy?
Is he using his rewards?
I wonder if he's using his rewards card.
He's got to be using his rewards card, man. Yeah, hang on. I've got a little frog in my throat thing
Froggy
going on
thingy?
Here.
So I can continue to talk as he coughs and clears that sort of stuff up. Yeah, thank you.
All right, there we go.
Good. Much better.
So Sean Lowe asked if we can't orchestrate the tweets. Well, yes, but that actually involves work getting it set up ahead of time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did you know you could do that?
What?
Orchestrate tweets.
Orchestrate?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing as schedule?
Yes.
Yeah, I do some scheduling.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Did you not listen to that whole thing I just called it for Bartolo?
No.
See, this is just typical. Like, absolutely typical. I go ahead and I say something intelligent, and you just completely whitewash over top of what I say.
It's apparent that you're on a zero coffee day.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know.
This is my second week without coffee.
It is.
What? Second week
on
without
purpose.
Coffee. Yes.
What? Oh.
I'm just trying to clean up, I guess. No, detox from Chicago, I think is what it is.
Well, that's supposed to be not drinking alcohol.
Well, that too. I've only had about, I want to say, 6 pints in total.
Since you've come back?
Since I've come back.
Oh.
Doesn't matter that they were all in the same span of about 3 hours, but I had 6 pints a while ago.
And that was last night, knowing that you had to do the show.
No, I had a bunch of Canadians over for dinner one night, and, you know, well, you just have to have beer, so. That's the way it was.
That or Tim Hortons.
That works. Hard to keep it warm, though, across the border.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know. It depends. Because you could actually get some Timmy's literally right at the border.
Have you been doing work? Is that a curiosity? Like, do we have material for the show?
What are you talking
about? Because, like, I honestly didn't even know if you're going to show up. Because you have been gone. Like, out of here, don't even see you. I think I see
no,
you
I'm
once
actually
this past
here.
2 weeks.
It's just you never come over to where my office is.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
So you're playing the tit for tat. I actually have to go over and visit your side of the magical X's.
That's right. Absolutely. Follow Julie has joined us, by the way.
Oh, nice.
So welcome.
Good to see you.
Who else is around? I think we've said hello to everybody else. Here. Vizio MVP asks in the chat, Canadians for dinner, how did they taste?
Bacony. With a side of maple syrup.
Well, wait, is it Canadian bacon?
Of course.
We call that ham.
It's Canadian bacon. Canadian bacon with a side of maple syrup.
Let's see. Sean Lowe answers, Best Buy is close and quick. The rewards we put back into work when we get the $20 gift cards. He thinks he has 6 or 7 with this order.
Oh, nice.
Puts them back into work.
Like buying mice?
I guess if you got 6 or 7 $20 gift cards.
That can add up, man. That's like $120 bucks.
$1.460 or something.
That could work. You know how many interns that would pay for this show?
Oh, at least 3.
Yeah, we could have a plethora.
We don't pay for our interns anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
All right. That's true. So this is a show where we actually have things that we actually do talk about. In our first segment, we typically start off with from the trenches, which are things that we're doing in our work life that are IT related. Now you ask me, have I actually been doing any work? Yes, I have. In fact, I've spent quite a bit of time lately essentially doing beer money support inside of my day job. Which basically means repairing everybody on my team's machine anytime there's an issue. So I can't tell you how many times I have recreated virtual smart cards for people, getting their direct access to work, because I actually have a DTAP connection in my office, so I can actually test to make sure that direct access is actually working.
Yeah.
On their machines. I've re-imaged a couple of machines. I've done some upgrades to the Windows 10. For people, including myself.
That's so, like automatic now, isn't it, man?
Have to opt in.
Oh, is that what
If you haven't done it yet, you
that's
have
why
to opt
I'm
in
stuck
first.
On the ring that I'm on right now. I'm
yes.
like, look at my, people are talking about all these new updates, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on like 174, just hanging out.
Are you serious? You're still on 174?
Yeah.
I'm on 101.25.
There's
dude.
New stuff out there.
I'm on 101.30.
See, I
you've got to run the opt in script.
I've been a little busy this week, so I need to figure out where that script
this
is
week?
And figure out how that works.
Dude, that's
it's crazy.
Like weeks
crazy,
ago.
Man. Is it been that long?
Yes.
Apparently, Pierre Roman is greeting us from the Toronto DevOps Hackathon.
See,
hackathon.
That just tells me that he's not actually hackathon. Working
oh.
at this particular event. He's just observing or something.
Is he just observing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he doing the dev part or the ops part?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably the ops.
Yeah?
Probably the ops.
Or is he doing the management overhead?
Yeah.
Is it
no comment.
Management
I'm not
overhead?
Go
I don't
there.
Know.
So work wise, you've been doing a lot of stuff related to beer money. Are you going to call that from the trenches, even though it's beer money? Or
well,
is
no, it is.
That?
It isn't beer money because it's not for all the friends and neighbors and home and everything else.
Right.
It is actually part of the day job. The other part of the day job, I've actually spent some time getting this whole backup recovery testing stuff done in Azure.
Oh yeah.
Azure Backup, I kind of played with that after a meeting that we were in. Mm-hmm. Actually, you weren't in the meeting on Wednesday. I was there. We were talking about backup. And like, I need to try this. And so I've got that set up for my one server that I run. It's on schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Starts up in the evenings and
cool.
the weekends, right?
Because yeah.
it runs that mission critical application I use at home. So I've done some
Minecraft.
Yes, exactly. Sean Lowe says he really needs to play with direct access, wants to know if it's supported in Windows 7. Yes.
7 Enterprise.
Yes.
Not and regular.
Correct.
And Ultimate.
Ultimate. Do we still have the Ultimate SKU? That's
if,
only,
if,
that's only
Win
7. Windows 7. Yeah.
Only in Windows 7.
7.
Yeah.
So it uses Enterprise. So yes, I'm a big fan of direct access.
Oh, I couldn't live without it.
Yeah. I'm especially a big fan of the virtual smart card thing they do here.
The virtual smart card is definitely very nice. You know what actually has been annoying recently? Has been we have two-factor authentication turned on.
Yes.
If you're from a public network
yes.
To access our Azure resources from a corporate account for yep. corporate resources. And it makes total sense for why we have to do it.
Yeah.
It makes for demoing rather difficult at times when you don't have a smart card reader or you forget to register your phone to be able to receive a two-factor auth. And you're trying to sign in for your demo account to be able to do some demos. So that's been kind of plaguing me today.
Well,
not today, this week, I'll say.
You just need to not forget to download the auth app.
Yeah, I know, but
it's really simple.
Yeah, it works.
Have you seen what one of the social media sites is doing? They actually have a code generator in their app on certain platforms. So, you know, when you're doing two-factor authentication and you log in, instead of it texting you, you can actually just open their app and use the code generator.
All right.
That's kind of cool. I find that.
I see.
Cool.
Well, that's not on the Windows Phone platform for social media tools that
I'm aware of.
So I don't have that one there.
Ah.
The from the trenches story, I've got a couple things. I was doing a live stream for 2 weeks, or sorry, 2 days recently.
It feels like two weeks.
Trying to herd.
Believe me, after watching it, it feels like 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. trying to herd 8 engineers to come in and do 30-minute sessions on various different technologies was rather challenging. Always fun. And that's also where you find that they also forget that, you know, if you close your laptop lid and then you walk between buildings, that it, you know, ends your PowerShell session connection to Azure.
Yes.
And then when you open it back up again in the building and you have to log back in again.
Correct.
The big red text, because you try to run PowerShell commands, is expected because you don't have an authenticated
connection. Yeah.
So, you know, that was always fun. So we worked through those ones there. And actually, I've been playing with some serious, freakingly cool hardware for a project that I have underneath my desk right now.
Yeah, I walked into your office. Boy, I guess that was probably Monday.
Yeah,
was the last time
It came in on Monday, the day before the live stream. So of course, I dropped all my prep work for the live stream and started working on the hardware instead.
Well, that's what you do, right?
That's the way it is, right?
And so, what exactly is this box?
This is a Dell professional workstation. I want to say it's like a T7610 or something like that. It's like the high end one that I happen to have.
Yeah, that's the one I have under my desk too.
Yeah, but no. Actually, if you bought it off of the Microsoft vendor list, it's the one above the one that's on the list, because there's one that's not listed.
Yeah.
And then anyway, it says dual proc. It's running dual Xeon Haswells. I think they're 10 cores, maybe 8 core systems. And then every single memory bank is full. We got about 192 gigs of RAM on the box. It's a SAS controller, so I threw in some SSD SAS drives that I pulled out of an old cluster in a box to be able to get some freakingly fast IOPS to be able to support.
Are you running MS-DOS Hyper-V on it?
No, actually, I'm running Ubuntu on it. I'm running Server 2012 R2 because it needs to be production release.
Right,
you're hypervisor
use spaces, right?
Because the purpose of the box is it's going to be used for automated testing of apps. Which is kind of cool. So there's some apps that allows us to do automated testing of apps to make sure that they work inside the Windows Store. So I'm helping out what's known as the QED team, the quality team, here at in the DX group. And so they said, yeah, build me a big freaking box, and they want to have a big server and blah blah blah. And I'm like, there's no way you can buy what you want to be able to do for the budget that you have. Let's work with this instead. And it's coming out quite good. I'm getting over, I want to say, 160,000 IOPS with those drives right now.
Oh, now, we were talking earlier this week, if you had decided, did you just decide to go with Spaces? Did you decide to use an LSI controller? Have you figured out what you're doing with that?
I finished my testing. It actually came out that the Spaces configuration on those systems with no parity, no mirroring, it's just a volatile, the way I'm treating it basically is a disposable array of disks. That's it. And it's actually faster. It's faster by a couple of IOPS to run it as a Spaces configuration with a stripe, no parity, no mirroring,
right,
for drive access than it is to run with the particular controller set up as hardware-based stripe, no parity, and stuff like that.
Oh.
It's very strange. I have no idea why it is. But,
I mean, it's not a massive difference, right?
No, it's negligible. But I'd much rather have Spaces because that gives me flexibility to expand upon it if I add more drives and do other things like that. So I'm like, that's interesting.
Hmm.
And the funny thing was, I'm looking for some good iometer workload type stuff to be able to go off and to thrash the disks. And I'm like, I ask PsyMonster across the hallway. I'm like, hey, man, do you got any iometer workload test simulations that simulate like a Windows device or something like that? He's like, nah, you know, I just kind of do very simple ones for my demos. And he's like, why don't you ping Mr. Armstrong, Ben Armstrong?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, yeah.
Virtual PC guy,
so here you go. I go off and mail him. Do you got any iometer files? And he's like, no, you know, I just take whatever they give me. Here, you need to connect up with this guy. Here, you need to connect with this guy. Like, after three or four bounces between people, all of a sudden, one guy responded with, here you go, period, and two attached files. And one of them was like a Windows 8 heavy and Windows 8 medium.
Yeah.
For what they called it, from a typical workload type thing. Very cool. Able to run the iometer test against the box, and everybody's happy. So the goal is this box is going to be able to have at least simultaneously 16 Windows client images running on the box through automation to be able to do testing of apps and touch interface apps, type stuff like that.
How much RAM are you assigning each of these 16 boxes? I mean, you've got 192 gig, yeah?
Just whatever it takes.
Whatever
it's enough to be able to run the host OS and then plenty left over to be able to run those other guys. So
you just kind of say whatever you want to use?
Yeah, I probably leave it as dynamic. It's pretty good dynamic on 2012 R2.
Yeah, nice.
So I get to hand over the box on Monday.
Isn't that always a sad thing?
I know, it's got to go. It's been there for a week. It was funny because the guy that I'm doing this for is Charles from Channel 9 in the old days. And he actually keeps on coming by. So, yeah, is it done yet? Can I have it? Come on, man. What's going on? I want to go off and do this and this. And he gets very deep and very, very like whiteboardy and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, man. It's just I got to finish download the drivers. Got to finish my test for you, that sort of stuff. And then I'll sign off and hand it off to you.
Yeah.
So you left a hidden login so you can use this anytime
you want. I'm already an administrator on the box, so it's domain joined. That's one of the requirements. The box actually has to be domain joined to be able to have access to stuff because of the way that security policies work. So very cool project. I'm excited by it, and it's been a while since I played with that kind of hardware.
Isn't it fun when you just get... It's fun to actually be able to sit down and spec out, because you spec this out from the get-go,
It took a while.
You spec it out, you get it built, you get it running. It's just, it sucks when you have to hand it back to somebody.
Yeah, it's like, you know, letting go of your firstborn. You know, here you go, pass it over. Can I see them once in a while, every other weekend kind of thing? Do I get visitation rights for the server? I should work that in the handoff meeting. But the funny thing is, though, is that, again, this is the whole... You know, I don't want to use the term, but this is the whole DevOps thing. He's talking about how his particular utilities and applications run on top of the box. And he's excited about it, but I'm like, you know, that sounds really inefficient. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this particular application will go and basically pull an operating system down from a magical location, and then if it needs to have 16 images, it pulls down 16 copies of it, one, and then two, and then three. Because the guy that wrote it doesn't understand how differential disks work on Hyper-V or understand some simplicity stuff. And it's just like what I would say, like just kind of bash through the solution just to be able to get something to work, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? We should probably, besides this handoff, we should probably have a couple of transition meetings to figure out how we can optimize this to make it easier for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because there's no need.
Like, oh, yeah, man. Let's do it.
There's no need to download it 16 times.
Rock on, man. Rock on.
Yeah, I love Charles. Oh, that's awesome.
That was my from the trenches. Lots of fun. If you're interested, I can send the Patch and Switch fans. I'll tweet out a link to the box and tweet out a link to the specs if they're that kind of people.
But well, of course. Every geek wants to see other hardware that's being run.
Maybe I'll take a selfie with it, with the hat. The hat likes to do selfies, so
yeah.
Maybe I'll do something with the hat.
Did you read the news? Did you hear about this going into the news of the world?
A
selfie that actually brought an airstrike. Did
what?
You read this?
No.
Yeah, apparently, I've got your muted sound guy because the machine is whistling underneath
there. The transcoder thing can't keep up with the hilarity that's going on here.
That's exactly right.
The camera's driving it too fast.
Yeah, it can't handle the one camera. Well, it's probably because it's the camera's from 1976 that's hanging up there. But at any rate,
don't talk bad about it.
Okay, sorry. Apparently there was a guy in one of these terrorist organizations or ISIS or something, and he takes a selfie out in front of this command center, and within 24 hours the coalition just decides, hey,
that's where it is
and So you've got the hat needs to watch where it's taking selfies, I guess. Yeah. I found that interesting. I found that amusing.
Here, let me turn location off on my phone. I don't want people to know where the secret bunker is and
right.
the server room is
yes,
today.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. Have you done any, have you done any, I guess the next segment here, hang on, let's, J-Shock, absolutely right. I think that would be hashtag selfie fail.
I've got one more from the trenches story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done because you talked about.
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what time it is it's summertime, obviously, because it's sunshiny outside. But you know what time it is inside the DX world, the organization that we're in right now?
Yes.
It's intern time.
Yes.
So we actually have interns.
Do you have an intern?
No.
Oh,
no.
I was going to say.
I don't have interns.
That's probably a good thing.
However, one of the interns actually was introduced and pinged me just yesterday, and he wants to get together and chat to find out what's going on because it's actually like a DevOps style guy that's more on the infrastructure side.
Oh, really?
Intern.
Huh.
And I'm like, wow, I didn't know we hired those.
Well, I mean, awesome. I guess you can hire whatever kind of intern you want, right?
In our world, in DX world, it's very developer focused, and so we've got a bunch of interns that are doing some really awesome projects. Some of them are doing demos for the build tour that's going on right now around the world. They're helping build demos for that, doing things like that. But this guy's like, hey, man, I'm like interested in the DevOps space. I want to meet you, see what you're doing from an ops perspective. So, a friend of ours, do you know Gregory Prentice?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's does media stuff and streaming stuff and stuff like that. Anyway, he's like, Rick, man, you got to meet this guy. He's awesome. You should go and talk with him. So I'm like, sure, man, let's go.
Yeah.
I got to see if he likes beer.
Okay.
I don't know if he does or not.
So offsite meeting.
Our first introduction, we're just going to keep it nice and level.
Right.
And talk about work stuff. And then I'm casually slip in about beer and see if he likes beer or not. I didn't even know if he's old enough to drink, so we'll find out.
Yeah, you may want to validate that before.
What is the drinking age here in the States?
It's 21.
21.
Yes.
See, you guys have it wrong. In Quebec, it's like 18. Like, get him started
you
early.
You think that I actually make the rules here?
It's get him started early. That's the way it works.
Right. All right. Is that from your trenches?
That's my last from the trenches. I'm sorry. I'm taking us off topic here.
No, that's okay. That's all right. No, we can go to the next segment now.
Oh, there it is.
I've got two. Here, I'll share. All right, there we go. Sorry, sound guy, I only brought two in. So this next segment we call Beer Money, and this is the support that we do for our friends, our family, our pets, friends, and family. The why pets have PCs now? It's the Internet of Things.
Wow. I think we had a chair failure there.
We did. The pneumatics just
the hair guy is getting shorter. I think his hair is almost as level as the hat, which is a contradiction of the rider.
All right.
He's never allowed to be the same level as the hat.
That's correct. Okay. I think we're better now. So we were talking about beer money.
No, we're talking about Internet of Things for
yes,
for
Internet
pets.
Of Things for pets.
Does,
I think that was the joke.
Does Lucy have a... Oh, what am I saying this?
Lucy's not here anymore.
I know. I'm sorry. I keep on... I apologize, man. Does Daisy have an Internet of Things dog collar that tracks her?
No.
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 See, I would love to get one for Riley, but I'm sure that he'd break it or something. I don't know what he inherited the claws
he'd
gene
chew
somehow.
He'd chew it right off.
Whatever. He got into the garbage last night really bad.
Yeah.
I guess... He has a particular affinity for processed carbs.
Phil Erb just says IO pets, Internet of Pets. we should
good one.
Anybody hey
quick
hey,
quick check that Twitter yes, handle.
Exactly. Can we is that a startup? Anybody have some venture capital?
Let's kickstart this. Kickstarter. I'm sure we could come up with some kind of a video for it. If someone can get funding for a potato salad,
yes.
we could get something for Internet of Pets.
Yes.
anyway, he has a particular penchant for refined carbs, and I think my daughter came home with some McDonald's last night.
Oh,
and left half a Big Mac and some perpetual French fries inside the garbage can, and I came down in the morning and found him. Of course, you know there he is sitting there. With
I didn't
his
do
eyes
anything.
Up, saying, I didn't do anything. What's up, Dad? Can I go inside? So.
You left that plastic rectangular thing with food in it. I just thought I'd clean that up for you.
I opened it. It's all right. So I actually do have a beer money story going on.
Okay.
Beer money wise, I actually had an issue with my neighbor.
Hang on. The chat's really quiet. You guys need to wake up there.
Are they there?
Yeah. KD5ZGL says breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
Larry Law.
Yeah, it's like, wow, man.
Larry Law has joined.
I bet you he's probably doing an audit of the show.
Is he?
To see if the quality bar meets the quality of what Channel 9 expects.
I don't know. Now I mean, nervous. He's seen the show live, I think.
Very true.
If he pays attention. I don't know who pays attention when we do the live show. But he's asking if, does a GoPro video of my dog running through Microsoft Hyperlapse count as IOP?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think it does. I think that's definitely Internet of Pets. No,
it's back up. I can bring Riley to work.
Yeah.
Really?
Why? Do you not like us anymore?
No, it'd be great to have my dog at work. I think I might. You know what? Bring your kids to work day. I think I'm going to bring my dog.
There you go.
It's coming up.
And Sposito says, off to Heise for some steak. Have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that would be 12-ish in the 12-ish. East Coast.
I do have to ask Sposito, if you followed him on Twitter last night, I think he had about 65 beer in the span of 5 minutes, according to Untappd. So I want to comment on his drinking issue.
Well, I think he was just checking in a backlog of beer.
I don't know. But whatever it was, slow down, buddy.
Larry Lott wants to make sure that everybody understands he would never listen to the show. So
okay.
Yeah.
Good. He's just involved. He probably came to look at the show page and sees there's a button that he's never seen before, which is click to chat.
Yes.
Because that doesn't exist on the Channel 9 page.
Oh, that's right.
What is this? It's unauthorized code.
No, that's Duncan. Larry doesn't care about that.
Okay, good. The beer money issue that I had with my neighbor, you know my neighbor, Chuck?
Yeah.
North Carolina, is it? It's from North Carolina?
South Carolina.
No, North Carolina. Is there a difference between the two of them?
Okay.
It's
I'm getting you an atlas.
It's just a position on a map, isn't it? They actually carve it up in the middle?
Did
they have
a
fight against each other or something?
No.
Why'd they split it up? Did they have a divorce early in their relationship?
No, I don't. Okay, anyway. Move on. Continue on.
Anyway, he's had some PCs that he's had sitting next to his barbecue outside for probably about 6 months.
Wait, sorry. They're outside.
Outside.
Okay.
They were destined for the recycle, and they were turned away from the recycle bin.
SP Jeff says Carolina-ish.
Carolina-ish. Okay. Yes. So they were sitting next. He tried to put them in the regular recycling. They don't like that.
No, they don't take that.
They took them out.
You have to do the
electronics. And then I was trying to tell them about these things called electronics recycling.
Yes.
And we just never could coordinate our schedules to be able to get there because I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to drop off too. Finally, I managed to get everything inside the back of the Jeep and then close up all the zippers and close up the doors, and we managed to make it to a PC recycling place.
Mr. Beckman says, don't tell you that there's a Virginia and a West Virginia. There's also a North and South Dakota. Not to confuse you anymore.
In Canada, we have like, I don't even know how many provinces we have anymore. I think we have 10 provinces and 3 territories. I think one of the territories.
You're going to lose your citizenship there, buddy.
No.
New Mexico, too.
There's
as opposed to old Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just like New York.
It's much simpler being the hat of the states up above. 10 and 3.
Canada.
10
America's
and 3.
Hat.
10 and 3 works. We can name them all. But my kids can name all the states. I definitely can't name all the states. Apparently, there's a song you can learn to learn all the states.
Yes. Please don't sing it.
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to figure it out. Anyway, so my beer money issue was simply doing the good thing and actually doing proper recycling of things. And as I'm walking through 42 to go talk to Corey Sanders for a chat and an interview for Tuesdays with Corey, they have all these PC recycling boxes over the place. I'm like, damn, I wish I had known. It's probably against company policy to go and use it. So I didn't because I'd already used the one. There's one over by Marymore Park.
Yeah, over by the bagel place.
By Blazing Bagels.
Yeah.
So that's where I ended up dropping it all off at.
If you look in the chat, Sean Lowe has actually listed all the provinces in Canada if you need a refresher.
Oh, nice. Thank you. 10 provinces and 3. Look, I am right. 10 provinces, 3 territories because Nunavut was created while I was still there.
Okay.
But do you find yourself dumpster diving?
No.
It's just me. I dumpster dive.
Yes, it is. Just
so
you.
So when I found out that they had PC recycling going on at internal PC recycling going on over in 42.
Well, because they just did a big move.
They did a big move, and they're moving people around because they're doing renovation stuff like that. I proceeded to do some more dumpster diving inside the different places, and I think I brought home to my office 4 PCs that were just in there.
And what, you're going to salvage them?
I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Okay.
They just look good. They're all in right. good shape. And I can use them for some on-premises stuff. Because my DTAP line in my office, I want to go through and do some screencast recordings of how to do on-premises migration of physical machines up into Azure with Azure Site Recovery. And rather than have the boxes in a lab someplace, I'm just going to have a box or two inside my office to be able to do the migration on.
Yeah.
One of them might even have that other virtualization solution on it that starts with V and ends in E.
Yes.
On there as well.
You know, I don't know if you heard this, but Dev Ramden actually brought this up in the chat room about the lady that dropped off the Apple One
yes.
to a recycling center. It's worth like $200,000.
Yes. And it was like in a wood box. Like
oh, was it
it's one of those things where you actually they built the box around and then put the keyboard and pieces inside of it because wasn't the Apple One like a kit computer like the Altair was
I never had an Apple One. Well, yeah, I don't remember ever using an Apple One. I think I started with the 2E.
So my dad built the Timex Sinclair that we had. That was my first computer, 1K of RAM.
Yeah.
And you could go in, it was a hobby kit, and you could actually go in and he removed the keyboard, which was like this thin film, I don't even know what they call that. It's like a heat pressure plastic keyboard. It was flat. It's almost like, you know, the touch...
Mm-hmm.
keyboards mm-hmm. for the Surfi, but back, you know, in the 80s or
70s. Vizio MVP says the Apple One was just a motherboard.
Yeah.
KD5ZGL says, like the old Radio Shack stuff, only without the red box.
Right, so literally you had to build the thing that it sat inside of. And,
okay.
And they actually, there was like a woodworker 1970s plywood case that they built for the keyboard and the motherboard to fit inside. Huh. For that Apple One that she happened to have.
Wow.
My dad with the Timex Sinclair, he made one of those types of things, but he actually was using a refurbed keyboard from a PDP-11 for the keyboard.
Wow.
Just fun stuff, you know.
Yeah, we used to have a lot of terminals. We had, I think the first machine that I actually really started to kind of tinker around may have been an old 8086.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe an 8088. No, my 8088 was the box that I built. For a science fair project, I want to say in junior high school, I made a voice synthesizer.
Oh, nice.
You know, because my dad's big into the electronics thing and the computer thing, and I actually wrote code to make the voice synthesizer work.
Oh, yeah. I had to write code. Back in the day, I had to write
code. And it was Pascal. It wasn't even basic.
I was writing code to be able to play games on the Sinclair.
Yeah.
I used to get a little magazine and then, the game.
I remember those. I remember those magazines in that. Yeah.
I had those on the Commodore 64.
Yeah, same deal. Same deal. Yeah. I still have the Project 64SX luggable laptop in my office that it's on my project list to do this summer to be able to get that up and working again.
Now, have you seen, there's a show on AMC, which is, I'm gonna look it up.
We're doing some great tangential stuff today, I gotta
say. Oh, I know
for
sure.
We're riffing this, man. We're just like, where is this going?
Halt and Catch Fire, which is a show about some people who basically reverse engineered the BIOS in the old IBM PC. And it's a kind of a story about how they're building this company to build IBM PC clones. Back in the day, before there was such a thing as clones, it's actually kind of interesting because you know they go in and you know they're like, oh, we're gonna find, you know, we've got to rebuild the BIOS because legally they can't copy the BIOS, right? So they had to create their own BIOS. It's actually quite good. Speaking of tangents, and it came up in the chat room. I think J-Shock just brought it up, the quantum compute plug. Did you see this?
I just saw the picture. I don't understand what it is. It literally is like a like an IoT device running Windows something or other?
No, it's running full Windows 10.
It's running Windows 10, yeah.
So it's like a variant of the computer on a USB stick.
It's a plug, and it plugs into the wall.
And what's the point of it?
It's a PC that's small enough that
HDMI and everything.
It just looks like a little plug.
See, now what's going to happen is we're going to get issued those as our new desktop machines.
They're controlled through Cortana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So very interesting.
And they have Bluetooth, though. No, they have Bluetooth as well.
They have Bluetooth, yeah. The start of it is like Cortana, pair my Bluetooth device. Oh, hang on.
I'm looking for the plug. I can talk to the plug.
Follow Julia asks, like Windows to Go. Well, kind of, but instead of it just... Windows to Go is a USB stick that
requires
a PC.
PC.
This
hardware.
Is the actual PC hardware. Now, yeah. I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to be able to get 60 frames per second gaming rate.
Oh yeah.
Or however frames Probably per not. Second you get. Can you 100 imagine? Gazillion.
Daddy, can I get a new gaming PC?
Here you go. He handed him this little plug. And he goes on and he's like, why do I keep getting fragged every minute?
Yeah. And just to call out to Mr. Wireless Life, we keep on having to cycle the mute switch on the interns, audio engineers.
Yes.
Actually, we should call you an audio engineer, not an intern anymore.
Even an audio engineer anymore because I'm running you're
doing video.
I'm the producer.
He's been upgraded
from
$1.380 to $1.381.
Canadian. On the Canadian exchange
with exchange
rate,
rate, yes. Which is more cost effective for us right now.
Yes.
Because the transcoding machine is freaking out.
It's whistling.
And so we have to keep on muting them. And
there's a lot of background noise in here
if we turned the soundboard around to allow him to have access, we'd have to raise his rate from $1.81 to $1.38.
Actually, I'm not quite sure that we can afford union.
We couldn't do it. No. We'd have to get a second person.
You know? There's got to be a person that actually just runs the buttons if we turn this around.
You know?
So that's why I'm running it.
Maybe we should ask the intern if they want to do some show work with us.
Ooh, well, we'll have to ask. SP Jeff says, today's show reminds me of Seinfeld, talk, have fun, laugh, repeat. I think that's every show. Though sometimes there's not as much laughter. we talk about random nothingness. That's the brilliant part of this show.
I know. Planning is really hard.
Do enough of that in my day job. I don't want to have to do it for this show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Follow Julia. The article said the recycle company set 100K of the sale aside when trying to find the lady to share it with her of the sale of the Apple One. And I believe I saw a tweet, and I'm not sure. I haven't followed up on the story, but Apple actually offered up some money, I think.
Wow.
Or somebody said basically that they were going to help pay this woman who recycled that Apple One. So it's really interesting. I guess, you know, we go back, we look at it as kind of like, oh, do you remember when we were back in our day? You know, and oh yeah, first ran in 86 and some of those things. I remember, you know, typing Pascal code out.
But it's like
basic, right? Converting basic to Pascal.
It's like, here you go, son. Go ahead and play with this machine.
Right.
You know, and there it is. They didn't even know there's a hard drive in this. What's a hard drive, right? Like, it's...
Well, that's
crazy.
Yeah. SSD, what is that? Yeah. They don't know. They just know that the magic Netflix comes down.
The magic smoke is still inside the machine, and
they don't even know that there's magic smoke.
Oh, they do when it comes out.
Oh, yeah? It made this funny smell.
Trust me, it's come out in my house before.
Yeah, well, yes.
I'm actually... I haven't done this yet, but some of the beer money stuff I plan on doing still. I have not been authorized to update my significant other's machine to Windows 10 preview as of yet. But I do have authorization, because I don't require it, to be able to update the common room PC that we have in the kitchen area. So I was going to get around to doing that this weekend, possibly, or tonight.
So they're running this thing here on campus this week, and they're asking people to bring in their PCs so they can kind of go through. And, you know, obviously, the more testing you get, the better.
You can bring
in
your PCs from home?
Yeah. That's actually what they want. They didn't want your actual work PC. They wanted your home PC.
Is it only this week?
It was Monday and Tuesday. I don't know if they extended it. I'd have to go check.
Was it MSIT that was doing it?
No, it was actually the Windows 10 people. It was the Win 10 engineering team. Yeah. Yeah.
Man. See what happens when you're busy? You miss all this stuff.
Dev Ramden asked a really good question. Is the cloud made up of magic smoke?
I think it's more of a fog. More of a fog than smoke. What happened to my chat
SP window? Jeff says he's not looking up quote unquote magic smoke right now. Yes, I know that we are in Washington and there are certain laws. That's not what we're talking
about.
Is the
420 law? Is that what it is?
No, we are not talking about that. We are not talking about that.
What's the Twitter? I lost my window here.
What's
TLK.io?
Oh, he's finally going into the chat room. Okay. Oh, you closed the browser.
I didn't. I just picked up my Surface. That's all I did.
Oh, that's right. You just connected
it
and handed it to me.
My thumb hit the X over there, by the way.
I see. Have you other beer money stories?
Not really, honestly. It's been rather... It's been a long time for doing different things, but it's really been more of a just... I'm so freaking tired and just want to just relax. So I haven't done that. Also, with my neighbor, loaned them an old system. It's still working fine. And eventually, they're going to have to return it at some point because they're moving.
They're moving.
And they're going to have to actually make a purchase of a new machine. So that's going to be probably a remote beer money consultation going on.
I'm still working on the build, the PC build that I started 6-8 months ago.
You haven't finished yet.
No. I'm actually now looking at different form factors.
Going for the Nook style?
So I was looking at that. The problem that there's some problems I have with the Nook, particularly around graphics. Not that I'm a big gamer, but I want a little bit more power there. I actually spec'd out by the time you get the Intel Nook devices and with the, you know, the faster i5s or even the i7, with the amount of RAM and everything, you're right about the same price as I can build a micro ITX machine.
But it's about the form factor.
The micro ITX is not all. I mean, yeah, it can't sit on the back of a monitor. It's but the size it's of a got plug. More. It, but the thing is that I need the ability to add external stuff. Sound cards and everything else. And all honesty, I don't know that 8 gig of RAM is enough.
Would you be doing it with an external USB sound card type thing? Or
I could
internal cards?
I mean, I could, but when you start adding more and more external devices that you could self-contain in a single device, that's where I start questioning it. And the fact is that by the time I add the memory and everything else, I'm more expensive with the Nook by a couple $100s. And when you're trying to keep the budgets down to
minimal,
extremely minimal,
to
get it past the CFO. That's kind of where I'm at. But
hey, I was about to say this weekend is going to be a good test for your air conditioning.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be hot up here.
Yes, it is. It's going to be in the 80s.
Has it kicked in yet? Have you used it?
We used it once because it got really humid. There was one day I think it was like 77 Fahrenheit here, but really, really humid.
Yeah. Do you have any home automation monitoring going on with your HVAC?
I'm not using any of the smart stuff. No. I mean, I've got
the programmable thermostat.
Yes, exactly. Sure. It's digital, right? It's not analog.
But that day you're talking about, it was like 77 with like 80%.
Yeah, humidity. It was not bad. Really comfortable.
I don't know what that is in Celsius. 77 is
it was
20?
Really humid.
20-ish?
I don't know.
It was really humid.
Divide it. And humid. Minus 32 or something. Humid. Minus 32 divided or something.
Okay, Huawei. Stop it. I'm going to mute your microphone. Hey, no. I'm over that.
Yeah.
K.O. Beckman says going to be in the 80s. Psh, come visit me in a few weeks. So most people, I know we've talked about this on the show, most people here in Seattle do not have air conditioning.
Yeah.
So when it gets up into those upper temperatures, the 80s, 90s, there's been days here that it's been over 100 and it doesn't cool off at night. It can get really uncomfortable.
That's when Riley just likes to lay in one of the back bedroom or back bathroom linoleum floors and just not get up anymore.
77 equals 25 Celsius. Thank you, Sean Lowe.
Thank you. Perfect. I have my temperature apps and everything.
Yes.
And Celsius on my on my phone. And Cortana talks to me in Celsius.
Oh, Kyle Beckman says it's 79 now in Atlanta. It's hot, Atlanta. We've been to Atlanta in the summer.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so still working on the PC build.
Yep.
The old PC that we have, still running Windows 7, which is the Minecraft PC.
Yeah.
I hate malware. But I do love safe mode.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I can say is that, you know, the past few times I get, there's been this.
Your girls are running as standard users, I assume.
They are running as standard users. However, for some reason, this malware, this.
It's like a browser extension that just kind of takes
exactly.
over.
Exactly. And it just starts spawning processes. And when this machine has a whopping 3 gig of RAM in it, because again, it's not.
It's whatever.
It's a beater PC that sits in the back room that kids can play on. Boy. I was this close to actually just going out and just getting my USB to go stick and just powering it up and cleaning the thing. I actually have a Dart USB stick with the Dart tools on it.
You should buy the Fix It stick.
No.
I've
have
seen
my
the
own.
Fix It stick.
I know. You've got to quit watching late night infomercials.
I want to buy one.
I know you do.
It sounds really cool.
I know you do, but we don't need it.
It's a Fix It stick.
You can make your own for
you
less.
You plug it in and it vacuums out all the malware.
It vacuums out all the malware.
It sucks it all out.
So I spent...
All the red lights inside the computer turn green.
All right. Wait, I turned my own mic off. All right. No need for a fix-it stick. I fixed it. The malware's gone, and actually, I've got everything cleaned off now. It's actually running better than it has in a long time. I think running it in the safe mode's made it a lot happier. Let's see. Sean Lowe, installing Minecraft servers for schools and education. That's really cool. I actually love Minecraft, and I don't have an issue. It's just the kids are going out and trying to download stuff, and they think it's legit, and it's not.
It's the mods.
It's a lot of the mods, and yep. So now it's like, I'm going to put a ban on it. And I think the other thing, too, is the reality is that Windows 7 did a fantastic job of kind of preventing a lot of this stuff. Windows 8 yep. is a lot better, yeah, so yeah. I may be making an upgrade this weekend.
Have you... there's actually an internal Yammer group for Minecraft.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because it is ours now.
But there's a huge population of people that play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Not during working hours.
Right.
But
and they build mods and stuff. And actually, we had...
And there's tech support for the proper mods to be able to do a whole whack of stuff on it.
Oh, is there? Yeah. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yep. Very cool.
You've just sent off the entire chat room on a tirade about the fix-it stick. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. All right. So that's been our... We've gotten through two segments and there's 15 minutes left. No. Where is the time gone?
So, like, beer money or beer talk.
We don't talk, let's be honest, there has not been much brewing. There's been zero brewing, actually.
There's been zero brewing, but I have had the opportunity to tour a couple of local breweries.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
With one of the Beer Team 6 members, Bruce Cowper. Because he's actually joined one of the, it's called the Flying Bike, which is a beer cooperative tap house and brewery in West Seattle, I guess, somewhere. And he has been contracted to basically build the glycol system to cool the environment.
Oh!
And so he's basically looking at, you know, how the parts and how it works and what happens and what you put together. And
now,
how
he built
work.
Our heating device.
Yeah, and so he's building a cooling device, at brewery scale.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm talking cooling off, like, 250-barrel fermenters. Very cool.
I want a 250-barrel fermenter.
So we got a chance to go in and take a look at it before the brewery's open, and then we got access to a couple of other breweries to see how they do it with their glycol systems, and he can basically put something together for a fraction of the cost of what another place would do it, which is awesome. So that was my closest thing to beer. Besides that, I still have to filter my sweet stout sweet stout coffee.
Now, did you actually end up adding coffee?
I never did.
It just has
come out now.
Yeah.
So that I'm going to filter that tonight before I head down to our friend down in Camas.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be hooking him up with how to do pump and recirculation this weekend.
Does he have the parts? He's just getting
he
it
just
all set up?
He just bought the parts. He pinged me on Monday to say, what parts did you buy? And I'm like, here's my list of stuff that we bought for Beer Team 6. So I'm going to be doing.
Did you see the quick disconnects have been on sale for like 15% off?
Yeah, we're actually all up to date on them.
Oh, sorry, 20.
We're all up to date with the ones we need to have.
I still have the two Big Mouth bubblers sitting in my
we need
DJ
filters.
Room.
We need to do a pass the hat.
Yeah, we do need filters
for $50.
Yeah,
we've got six right now. Six.
Six. Five plus one.
I'm going to use one of them tonight.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're due for a brew. I think.
Yeah,
we need to do.
So how are we? How are we on supply?
We need to
start consuming the 40 gallons that are sitting around.
I think we need to have everybody over to be able to consume and have a barbecue for like a Saturday or something. Like
you know, speaking of barbecue, I got a gift last week.
You did?
I did. I got the small mini 14-inch version of the smoker.
So that's the portable one for being able to
it
do
is.
Like tailgating and stuff like that?
Well, and camping or beer brewing.
Oh, yeah.
So actually, over the Memorial Day holiday or the bank holiday, if you're over anywhere else, last weekend. Was last weekend?
It's like just around,
2 weeks ago.
It's just around May 2-4 weekend.
May 2-4 with a 2-4. I need to get a 2-4 alabas.
It's May 2-4 weekend on the 18th.
Gotcha. I actually did a round of ribs, just because I got, you know, an inkling to smoke some meat, and I was just like, God, this thing is just such a pain in the butt to haul around because I've got the big 18-inch version, and so I think I'm going to break in the 14-inch smoker this weekend.
Wow, put it through its legs, and see how well it holds the heat, and
well,
how well you can.
So that's
it, right?
That's the issue is that when you first get them, it actually is going to take a couple of cooks before it will. I'm going to have to just chase this sucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Chase the vents
do it when it's not important, right? Like just to be able to do it.
I mean, I'm still going to cook decent food. It's just, you know. But here's the thing, because until you get all the smoke buildup inside, that it leaks like a sieve. Just because it's just metal, right?
So I am going to be going. I haven't asked my daughter yet. But I believe I'm going to be going to one of our favorite tap houses here on the Bellevue side of things, the BBC, this evening.
Gotta love it.
Because I heard that they actually have a brand new cask that they just tapped on Wednesday of a cask ale of a 425. So hopefully they have some
cast
left.
The 425?
They cast 425.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping that they have some left and it's not gone. I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out if I can get her over there. But she has this darn softball stuff. It like takes up so much time, man.
Yes,
so
it does.
I've got to practice from like 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock tonight. So it's not going to be until a late dinner. So
when do they stop allowing kids in?
9.
It's going to be a fast dinner.
It might be 9 or 10, I think.
Yeah,
because it's a restaurant, I think they're okay with it.
Jay Shock says he's going to get a table for us starting at 4.
Nice. Don't pour me a cask ale because it'd be rather warm and flat by the time I get there.
Well, the cask ale is going to be warm anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish I could go. I'm dance dad this weekend. Yeah.
Have you bought your ticket for the craft brewery festival on Father's Day weekend yet?
No, I was not made aware of this.
Every Father's Day weekend is the craft beer festival for Washington.
Where is the update? You've not posted to the WhatsApp group.
I will post to Beer Team 6. I believe the BBC actually has discounted tickets for $25 to get in. So my plan is I'm going to buy the ticket to go, and then this year I'm going to be smart, and I'm bringing a sun shelter.
Yes.
Pop-up sun shelter to claim our spot.
Absolutely.
Bring some camping chairs and
let's make this happen.
Let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
Our friend Bruce and his significant other Claire are actually working the festival. They're serving taps.
Excellent.
For Crooked Foot, what they call that? Counterbalance is the name of the one they're working with.
Oh, excellent.
Neat stuff.
Yeah. I went and had another postdoc yesterday.
Ooh. Is it 50-50 still, or the batting average improved?
It's now gone up 75-25.
Okay.
So the one I had yesterday was good.
Okay.
Another IPA. I don't know what it is. Chicago apparently just tilted my brain, and I've been drinking some IPAs. Though not nearly as... I'm sorry. Revolution has spoiled the crap out of me. and there's one thing I have in the house at all times now, which is the Lagunitas IPA. It's replaced the Shinerbach.
I have a full keg of Shinerbach in my house.
I know. I'm still going to drink it. Don't worry. I'm still going to drink it. But the other thing that I'm looking for, I haven't been able to find it. I found a little something. I found the normal IPA. I'm looking for the daytime in Seattle.
I haven't found
the daytime in Seattle yet, at least in the bottles.
I would pick that up at QFC. That's where I was
going. No, they just have the normal IPA. They don't have the daytime there.
That's
I looked.
Weird.
Yeah, but I did get I did get a 12 pack of the normal IPA.
Nice.
It's not in the beer section.
Mm-hmm.
It's back by the meat.
Oh, that's their.
That's where you find the 12 pack.
That's the end of the row type.
Yes.
Featured selection.
Yes.
Featured selection.
Love my Lagunitas IPA.
You remember what was his name? Was it the Cicerone? Was it Chris?
Or
Kevin.
Matt, Jeff, I'm horrible. I don't remember the name.
I think it's Chef Chris or Chef Nye. I don't know. He recommended an Oregon winery for a vintage.
Oh, that's
of
right.
Wine.
You were actually taking notes when we did the last
and
show.
And we ordered some. It hasn't arrived yet, but we ordered some to be able to try it out.
Wireless.
If the director of Food and Bev is going to recommend Pinot Gris,
it's got to be pretty good. It's the one he takes to all of the parties, he says he goes to. So that's important.
That and his guacamole, I still want to try.
Patch and Wireless Life says Patch and Switch should record an episode live at the Craft Beer Festival. No.
We're off the clock at that point.
That's on a Sunday.
But
no.
I will recommend Butcher Twine and pretzels. Make yourself a pretzel necklace.
Oh, yes, to cleanse the palate, because we saw this at our beer competition.
Yes, cleanse the palate. People were basically making pretzel necklaces.
Yeah.
So I think that we have to have a craft time with our kids to have them make us pretzel necklaces.
What is this for? It's so that daddy could drink more.
I've got to cleanse my palate.
Now, is this one, do they have tokens and tickets at this one?
No, basically it's all you can drink.
Really?
No, is it? No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
You get 8 tokens or 7 tokens for a 2-ounce shot, and then you can buy more tokens.
Oh, you can buy more.
But with the $25 ticket that you get to have 8 tokens or something like that. And if you get the upgraded version, you can actually go and make a donation to the Washington Beer Association and get a glass, extra large sampler cup.
Oh,
that they fill up larger than
now. Does that donation then include membership?
No.
Okay, so the membership.
If you remember, the donation is less.
But if I wanted to join,
if you wanted to join, then you get a T-shirt.
Ooh. Okay.
Like it's something that we need is more T-shirts.
Well, I'm wearing one of my nice new T-shirts today.
Did you have any random spending? We do have one last
segment. Oh, random spending. I've done nothing but random spend since I've gotten back from Chicago. Air conditioning unit.
Yes. Rather big random spending item.
That is a rather big random spending item. And then additional stuff for the new cooker. You know, some additional rib racks, wireless thermometer replacement, just the replacement thermometer piece. Just so I have one in each smoker that I don't need to remove. So, yeah.
Internet connectable?
No, it's not internet connectable. I am not quite sure that I want any delay. I'm already just a pain. And being a pain, understand, anything within a 5 degree Fahrenheit range is totally acceptable for me when I'm smoking meat.
Yeah.
But I, you know, if this thing all of a sudden goes nuts and there's like a delay in getting the update to my phone, that's not a good thing.
I have the temperature sensor that actually has the Bluetooth connection to it as an option to be able to purchase. The Thermomax is the name of the brand that I'm using right now.
Yeah,
they're really good.
I'm actually looking at investing in a fan controller.
I want the BBQ Magic King or whatever it is for the egg. I want to get that.
Yeah, they make a version of that for my smoker.
Richard Campbell is big on that one. But of course, he gets the one that has like web interfaces and APIs and RESTful APIs you can program against.
And that's fine. I guess I'm just old school. It's kind of like I don't go away it. From the
hey,
thing.
Is it hot?
Yeah, is it hot yet?
Good. Yeah, it's good.
I just don't walk away when I'm smoking meat.
You that's never walk away from.
I mean, I have the alarm set so that I can sleep if I'm doing an overnight cook, which I've done several times. Right, the alarm goes off.
The alarm under his pillow.
No, right next to the bed. And it's really loud.
Nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the same thermo. Oh, you broke it. Shocker. Hashtag clause.
I'm now only wired. I don't have wireless anymore.
Gotcha.
I have half of the wireless, but it doesn't work with the other half.
Excellent. We got to name the show.
We do, because as you know, we didn't name this time.
Yeah,
this
show,
time was actually.
I love the show naming this.
Redacted time. Was it? Redacted, deprecated, null was the name of this episode.
And why was it redacted, deprecated, null?
We can't tell you why it was redacted, deprecated, null. That's just what it came out as.
Okay.
So the way we name the show, in case it's new for you, because you have so many new people inside the chat rooms. Work friendly single word. I'm not going to say phrase. It's single word. Work friendly single words. We take the first three to come up that we like. If we don't like it, we just take the next one. So
we've got two. We Vizio MVP says craft. Phil Herb says tangential. Wireless life. No,
we can't do DevOps. He's at the DevOps environment, right?
So craft tangential. One more.
Anybody?
Hopefully, one of the new people. Sean Lowe says festival. Let's use that.
Fairbrick.
Essex.
Essex was just beat out.
It was just beat out. Sorry.
180.
You know what? I think we have to just use it.
Okay. What?
Essex.
Essex?
Yeah.
It's your first time name.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Sorry.
Craft.
Sean Lowe, you've already had your name picked before.
Yeah. Craft Tangential Essex.
I'm taking a note.
All right.
Notepad.
Zemergy Ops? Zemergy? Zemergy Ops? Is that what?
Craft,
I can't even say the dude's name. So
Essex.
Yes.
There we go. We've got it.
So Fairbrit.
Is the band going yet?
No. Are you kidding? They don't walk into this place until literally 90 seconds before they start.
Okay, because I was about to say, it's getting close. I don't see them over there yet.
Yeah, but they've got the lights off over there.
Yeah, it's got this special room.
Yeah. Do they have the lights off, or do they just have that film? Did they install that film? I know that you put in a work request to get the film installed on your window, to the anti-glare stuff. I think they've got a work request in to get the
8 week waiting list for that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My eyes are going to be blind by the time it comes in.
Just wear sunglasses.
Oh, and I see that the KD5ZGL says we can call him John.
Okay, thanks, we'll call John. Him John. All right. That does it for another episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, including John. Sean Lowe, Tom Kupka, Jay Shock, Fair Britt, Pierre Roman, Wireless Life, Mr. Beckman, Phil Erb, thanks for tuning in, first timer, I believe. Vizio MVP, Dev Ramden, who's a first timer, I believe. Desired by Life, I learned to say that, isn't that awesome? Film No More, Adam Bomb 00, when did you sneak in, sir? Good to see you. Follow Julia, Larry Law, who's not actually listening to the show, Ledwig, and SP Jeff. Thank you very much for tuning in. Until then, we'll see you in a fortnight's time. Have a weekend, everyone.